From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syria's government is refusing UN appeals to deliver aid to 905,000 people, including in Aleppo. That's the city at the center of an eruption of violence in the past 2 weeks, according to UN humanitarian advisor Jan Egeland Wednesday. Mr. Egeland's comments comes as the violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo continued after rockets struck a hospital Wednesday, leaving at least 19 people dead. This is Dr. Tofik Shama, a spokesman from one of the NGOs, and he says health workers there are the targets.
Bombing in Aleppo, we can start straight right now with the news that a field hospital have just been struck this morning at Al-Kalamoun, Jerud Arsal, by the Lebanese army warplanes this morning, which means that there is a systematic targeting for health workers.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said diplomatic efforts are trying to extend a partial cessation of hostilities to Aleppo.
And we are particularly aiming to try to restore this in Aleppo, Syria's largest city, where the violence has increased so significantly and is in danger, without a cessation reinstituted, in danger of spiraling out of control.
The UN Security Council is also expected to hold an urgent meeting on the violence Wednesday. Turkey says it will keep responding to rocket fire from Syria, which hits its border town. That's President Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday, warning the Islamic State would suffer great losses if it continues. This is VOA News. The UN envoy trying to negotiate an end to the war in Yemen said peace talks resume Wednesday in Kuwait. Ismail Ul Sheikh Ahmed said on Twitter that the talks began after all the sides in the conflict agreed to form a committee to look into what happened in the government of Amran, which reportedly came under attack by Yemen Shiite rebels. That attack had halted the talks in Kuwait City earlier. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter cautioned Wednesday of risks ahead in the campaign against the Islamic State, as he confirmed the identity of a Navy SEAL killed during an attack by the militant group in northern Iraq Tuesday.
This fight is far from over, and there are great risks. We were reminded of this yesterday when an American service member, Petty Officer First Class Charles Keating, a Navy SEAL, was killed while providing advice and assistance for the Peshmerga forces north of Mosul, who were directly in the fight. These risks will continue, and we greatly regret his loss. But allowing ISIL safe haven would carry greater risk for us all.
Meanwhile, his British counterpart Michael Fallon said Daesh, also known as ISIS or the Islamic State, remains a danger to us in Britain and to Western Europe. The European Union's top court has approved new rules requiring plain cigarette packs, banning menthol cigarettes, and regulating the growing electronic tobacco market. Tobacco companies had protested a 2014 EU tobacco directive, calling it disproportionate.
Article 24.2 of Directive 2014.
That's Judge Rosario de la Puerta. She says the European Court of Justice Wednesday ruled that the directive is in line with efforts to protect public health. The court upheld a ban on menthol and other flavorings to make tobacco more appealing. The directive also requires standardized plain labels that cover cigarette packs at least 65% with health warnings. French police used tear gas on protesters as the officers tried to evacuate migrants from a Paris school where they had been sheltering for the past few weeks. Police had arrived Wednesday to force them to move. However, those inside the building had barricaded themselves inside. This comes as the European Union countries may be made to pay fines if they refuse to accept a share of the migrants that had flooded into Europe seeking asylum. Israel says its troops shot and killed a Palestinian driver in the West Bank after he rammed his vehicle into one carrying three Israeli soldiers. Palestinian health officials identified him as a 36-year-old man. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.